This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
It's that time of year again. My schedule is packed with bracket-busting, three-point shooting, nonstop basketball action. I don't want to miss a second of it, and I find myself staying up late to catch all the action. I can't be dragging the next morning. That's why I go for a 5-hour energy shot. They're perfect for my days packed with back-to-back games or when my favorite team is playing late. With over 15 flavors to choose from, like watermelon, tropical burst, blue raspberry, peach mango, and more, there's a flavor for everyone. On their website, you have the option to build your own 12-pack or 24-pack and have it delivered right to your door. And if you're out and about, you can always pick up a 5-hour energy shot at your local grocery or convenience store. They're everywhere. 5-hour energy keeps me going during the broadcast and the next morning when I need to get myself up and to work. Visit 5hourenergy.com for great deals and to stock up before the next tip-off.
Hey, it's Jim Costa with Cash the Ticket. Mike Valeni and I are all over the tournament again this March. Breakdowns of every region and every game, who are the Cinderellas, and which team's cutting down the nets. Subscribe and listen to Cash the Ticket on the Odyssey app, wherever you get your podcasts.
Go get 'em, Tigers! Come on, Rico. Come on. When the Tigers bring that pennant home where it belongs. Rico?
Yeah.
Go get him. Oh, he doesn't have his headphones, and that's why. Like, what? How can he not sing along to this song? Or that. Hi, everybody. Mike gone for the next couple days. It's Rico, Kenny, me. Jeremy Otto's right there. And it's opening day. It's opening day, and man, do we have a lot of baseball to talk about. It's opening day before the biggest day in Detroit sports history tomorrow, when you get Michigan and Michigan State in the Sweet 16 and the Tigers playing the Dodgers in game two of their series late night. This is fabulous. How you doing?
Can you pace yourself? Can you just pace yourself? Can you stay on point?
Well, of course I can, but okay. Have you ever had a week where it just takes so long to get to Friday? This is that week. Tomorrow, I don't know how you're not more jacked than you are. Maybe you just have experience. But I can't stop thinking about tomorrow at 7:09 when I can, in front of my TV, just watching Michigan and Michigan State. And then, of course,
Rieger.
Yes.
Pace yourself.
Yeah.
We'll talk about tomorrow. Tomorrow.
Okay. Fair enough. Let's talk about today.
Okay.
So at 3 o'clock, we have all the things about Tiger baseball that you may or may not know, and we ask a very specific question. 4 o'clock, what the hell are the Wings doing? But right now, Rico, I mean, I don't know if you saw this, happened around like 10 o'clock last night. Social media was abuzz. Did you see Tarek Skubal wrote a letter to Detroit?
Not only wrote a letter, but he also had a video that he sent out to Detroit as well.
He made a video of the letter.
Yeah, and it was just so heartfelt and touching.
Well, it was nice. It was a nice letter, don't you think?
I guess.
So he writes a letter, and when I saw it, because the Tigers tweeted it out and Tigers PR tweeted it out, I thought, oh my God, an extension?
Right, because... No, go ahead.
What's going on?
I'm not going to be negative this early.
Okay, so here's what we wanted to do, because there were certain people that read this letter and immediately thought Tiger for life. There's other people that read this letter and said, I bet you Tarek didn't even write it. That was probably PR's writing.
No, he didn't write it.
Well, I'm just setting it up.
Okay, here's the thing. If you,
he's going to be negative now.
No, it's not negative. I was disappointed when I read it. Now, what he said, great things about Detroit. Great things about the season. But I'm thinking it was an extension.
I was too.
Detroit waited to the day before the season starts. Guys, I know you've been worried about this. Skubal, Tiger for life. Don't tell me you're a Tiger for life without having the contract saying you're a Tiger for life. Because okay. You're not a Tiger for life. You're a Tiger for right now.
Do you want the letter? I can read you the letter.
Let's read the letter.
And then we do have a question that goes with the letter. So Tarek Skubal late last night wrote, or PR wrote, Skubal wrote, "Dear Detroit, even though I'm from a small town in Arizona, we have a lot more in common than you might think. As I've learned more about our city, it's clear that Detroit has faced its fair share of adversity, which has, at times, put its future in question. For me, I only had one offer to play Division I baseball, some pretty difficult injuries, and other setbacks that made my future feel uncertain. But this city is resilient, and this team is resilient. The adversity we face makes the eventual greatness even more rewarding." You hooked in yet? What was that? It continues. "From a 0.2% chance of making the postseason to hosting playoff games at Comerica Park. From a ninth round pick to unanimous Cy Young winner. From a city in crisis to one of the greatest Renaissance stories in America. We are all overcoming the odds. You believe in us, and we all believe in you. Detroit is a sports town and a slept-on city. You don't underestimate this place or the people in it unless you've been here. The grit and the grind, the hustle and the attitude, the culture and authenticity." Anything yet? Okay. "But also a community where neighbors take care of each other and lift each other up. I felt it more than ever at the end of last season. The way you all showed up and created an electric atmosphere made me feel so proud to be a part of this community. It's a new era of Tiger baseball, and we're building something different. A new standard has been set, and we're about to clock in like the blue-collar people of this city. So, say what you want about us, about Detroit, We have unfinished business. So,
I signed my contract extension.
Let's run it back." So there's the letter. There's the letter from Tarek Skubal. So here's the question. Do you feel more or less confident that he's a Tiger for life after reading that letter? Go ahead.
No, I guess I feel less because you took the time to do all of this, but you guys all season long have not hammered out a deal. And now, Rieger, we're going to have to go through a whole year of, is he going to be a Tiger? If you're going to be a Tiger for life, then damn it, just be a Tiger for life. Let's get this thing done. And I was just disappointed because when I saw this, I'm thinking, okay, it's what I've been waiting for all season. The letter was nice. The letter was touching. But it wasn't what I was expecting, okay? I went to thinking I was going to have a steak dinner. Instead, you brought me hot dogs. I like hot dogs. I'd rather the steak dinner.
Okay, so I agree with you. Like, I read this letter, and I watched the video, and you can see it at DetroitTigers.com or on their Twitter, and I am more convinced he's not going to be a Tiger for life because I don't think the Tigers want to pay him that money, which, by the way, I don't blame him, considering starting pitchers aren't what they used to be, and they don't get you even 8 innings. They barely get you 7 innings.
Rieger, and if you just look at the optics, okay, we're in the Skubal window, right? They're not acting like they're in the Skubal window.
Yeah, so they did nothing to make this team better for now.
Sometimes you just have to take people for what they are and what they do and just believe them. Don't try to overthink for them. Look at their actions. Their actions are not saying, we are trying to win this thing right now. We have the Cy Young Award winner. We're going to go out here and we're going to be the best team and we're going to compete. No.
Maybe some people just like the letter. Maybe some people just enjoyed the Tigers sending it out.
Man, he hit every Detroit buzzword.
He did.
Blue collar.
Grit. Playoff chances.
Nobody believes in us. He basically hit every. The only thing missing was Scuba putting on some buffs and saying, "What up, though?"
So it's a
that was the only thing missing from that letter.
So maybe
he hit
actually,
every Detroit thing. Maybe he should have said, "You know, we're all a bunch of bad boys because we're going to work," and just hit every Detroit cliche.
Well, hold on a second, because what I'm hearing from you, listen, I thought it was a PR spin job I did. I don't think Scooble's going to be paid. I wouldn't pay Scooble because by the time you have to pay him, he's 30, he's injury prone, and starting pitchers in baseball just aren't worth it, at least to me anymore, what you would have to pay him. But maybe the question, I got it wrong. By listening to your reaction, how annoyed you are, it's fair to, you're annoyed. That's annoying to you. Okay, so I'm looking at the ticket text. Some people think it's awesome. Was the Scooble letter, or Detroit Tigers letter, annoying or awesome? Which one would you choose? Because Rico, obviously, sitting right there 5 feet from me, he's thoroughly annoyed. I'm not annoyed, but I also don't think this means, like, hey, they're going to come to a contract extension anytime soon.
I mean, look, they did what they had to do. They spoke to all the Lions, I mean, Tigers fans out there who believe that, hey, you know, this feels good. Opening day, Scooble, he's our guy. Man, you know, I wanted to see that you had an extension, and then you just hit me with every Detroit cliche in that letter. I'm not from here, but grit and hard work and blue collar and this. And okay, I did.
Do you think it was something like PR went to Scooble? He's sitting in his locker at Dodger Stadium.
They play the wheel of Detroit
cliches. You want me to do what? Like, Tarek, will you write the letter? Well, I'm not going to write it, but if you guys write it, I'll definitely read it. You think that's how it went down?
I'll read it. I'll go on camera with it, sure.
You think Scott Boras is like, listen, Tarek, you read that letter. Yes.
Oh, no. I mean, by reading the letter, he now gets Detroit on his side. It's like, yeah, it was like Joe Burrow with the Bengals, and he said, I'll take a pay cut to keep these guys here. Now all the fans are going to love you because they're going to see you. Rieger, it goes back to day one. Like, there are certain guys that came to Detroit and never got embraced. Grant Hill never was embraced.
That's true. Okay?
Joey Harrington never was embraced. Cade puts on a stupid pair of glasses, and everybody loves him.
He deserves to get embraced, though.
No, he's pretty awesome.
But I hear you.
So now he's, Dan Campbell, well, you know, grit and kneecaps. He's embraced. And this is his Scooble's way of being embraced by the city by coming up with this letter, because people are going to remember this letter. I get it.
248-539-9797. The ticket text, the exact same number. Are you with Rico? Annoying, or maybe you think it's awesome. The Scooble letter to Detroit Tiger fans that dropped about yesterday at 10 o'clock. What do you think? Because listen, I get that you're annoyed. I do, because I think the majority of people see right through it. The majority of people are like, whatever, it doesn't mean anything. He's not going to be a Tiger for life. And, you know, this is just what you say to get fans jacked up.
Yeah,
but then there's other fans that are like, I'm ready to run through a freaking wall.
Yeah, you did all of this, but you still don't have a center fielder.
I mean, they do. He's just not very good and has never really played center field.
You did all this. You really don't have a third baseman.
But by the way,
we got a letter.
Rico, this is exciting.
Hey, Kenny, how are you?
I'm doing great. I was just going to say, you actually have both. You have Javi Baez at third, and you can put Javi Baez in center.
Oh.
They might
put Javi Baez in center.
He's like Travis Hunter. Yes.
He's the new Don Kelly, man. Yeah. He can play every single position.
All right, 248-539-9797. The letter by Tarek Scooble and or the Tigers, is it annoying or is it awesome? We'll take your reaction and your calls. And by the way, Kenny and Rico, this is exciting. Later on in the program, we are guaranteed the first lineup card of the season, and we get to react to it. Who's going to be in center? Who's going to be at third? I can't wait.
But hey, grit.
Are you nervous about tomorrow? Is that what's going on? No? No.
Rieger?
Oh. Okay. 97-1 the ticket.
I will do this show solo for the next 2 days. I'll go and get a specs grad and do this show. Oh, that's you.
Wait, can I be Mike? Can I be Mike? Hey, Rico, be curious.
Hey, Jeff, no. All right.
All right, talking a little Tarek Scooble. He writes a letter to Detroit. He's going to be in the mound later today in a game you can hear right here on 97-1 the ticket. Opening day. We'll get more into opening day in the 3 o'clock hour. But Scooble writes the letter to Detroit, or Tigers PR writes the letter to Detroit, and Rico is annoyed by the letter. And by the way, I don't blame you, considering I saw the announcement too, and I thought to myself, whoa, is there an extension?
Yeah.
There's no extension. So is the letter to Detroit, which, as you mentioned, hit pretty much every Detroit talking point.
That's all it did. It was like, hey, Detroit, grit, you know, going to work. Blue collar, that's what we do. Let's go Red Wings. Like, come on. This is every cliche.
So is it awesome or is it awful? 248-539-9797. Get to some of the calls. Kenny, some ticket text. What are the people saying?
Scooble is already embraced by the city. Didn't need a letter, a little over the top, but yeah, not to get behind the city to get behind him. Yeah, I agree with that. It seems like we didn't need that letter.
Well, it feels like a goodbye, doesn't it? It feels like, hey, by the way, we're going to be leaving you. The Scooble train's going to be rolling out either this year or next year. But in the meantime, I mean, it's good to be here.
You know what it felt like? It felt like, hey, Detroit, opening day is tomorrow. Just wanted to make you aware of this. I know you're not all getting drunk out in L.A., but hey, we're going to be playing baseball, so... just a reminder.
The letter is nice. Sounds like a future goodbye to the city, though. That's from Joe in Lake Orion.
It does.
Always so negative, Rico. Rico, you should stop being so negative.
Always so negative. I would agree.
I'm negative because I wanted to see Scooble locked up, and this is, I mean, that's what I was expecting. Like, wait, I get a message. Hey, there's a Scooble letter out there. Oh, okay, cool. And then I'm watching it and waiting. And Detroit, I want to say, I've signed a deal. I'm here for life.
Yes. Let's go win this thing. They're going to run it back, but hopefully they don't fall to playoff odds at 0.2%. Don't do that. Anything else, Kenny?
This was nothing more than a Boris play to get Scooble paid. That's from Nate. And this letter had too many Detroit cliches for me to count.
It's almost like the pure Michigan slang. Somebody, and one of the things that just came in on the ticket text, Sammy Kigo says, AI wrote that letter. It's a possibility. Write a letter and use every Detroit slogan you can.
Right, here's the only thing missing was Mason to intro this thing.
Tarek Scooble! Let me ask you this, Rico. Do you want Tarek Scooble to be re-signed? Like, would you want the Tigers to do it? Do you think Tiger fans want Tarek Scooble locked in for life?
Rico, I want Tarek Scooble signed, but once you sign him, I then want you to act like you have Tarek Scooble here, like you have one of the best pitchers in baseball, and build a team for right now. That's why I've gotten to the point now where, you know, people got angry. It was like, maybe you should have traded him last year. I still think it's going to happen because you're not building your team. Look, you're still building your team for 2027, 2028. You're not building a team for right now. Last year, you got lucky. Let's just be real. They even talked about it in the stupid letter. We had a 0.2% chance of making it. And I got a feeling that people will hear about that and get sick of it the same way Kenny's sick of hearing about 1984. It's just one of those things that's going to live in infamy. Hey, remember, every year they're out of it. No, they're not, because remember that one year they came all the way back and they made it. Okay. Sign them and then act like a team and build this thing, build it the right way. They're not doing that right now.
See, I don't even want him to re-sign Tarek Scooble. He's a great pitcher, but he's injury prone. By the time you sign him, he's on the wrong side of 30. And you are really good at developing pitching. So I don't need them to sign Tarek Scooble. Now, to your point, it would be awesome if in the Tarek Scooble timeline, they went to work. And they went and got an Alex Bregman. And they went and got a right-handed bat. And they actually made this team so they're not forced to start Ryan Kreidler in center field when you get a couple of injuries. But I don't want to re-sign Tarek Scooble. I think it's too much money for a starting pitcher when starting pitchers don't get you anything these days. Like, just you might have been out there, maybe you weren't, but Evan, Kenny, and myself, just because we wanted to, we did the deep dive of JV versus Tarek Scooble, right? Like, if Scooble goes out and wins the Triple Crown again, like, is he JV-esque? And I'm like, no way. JV got you consistently 220 innings. You know, Tarek Scooble's never pitched 200 innings. Never. And it's not his fault. It's just how starting pitching is.
It's how it goes.
All right, so it's not his
pitch
fault.
Counts.
I don't want to re-sign Tarek Scooble. So I didn't want an extension. In fact, I'd be bummed if they got an extension simply because he might get injured again, and he's going to be on the wrong side of 30, and he's not going to maybe give you last year every year. But I do wonder, the general fan that thought like you, that's like, oh my God, this is extension? Hell yeah, extension?
I mean, I can't be the only one now.
Did you think it was an extension? And I wonder if people even want to extend the guy. Like, is that Detroit's number one Tigers-related hope to extend Tarek Scooble?
That's what I was hoping for. 248-539-9797. I can't be the only one that thought this was going one way, and it went another. And in the end, I felt like that was 2 minutes of my life I'll never get back.
Did you watch the video or did you read the letter?
I watched the video.
Oh, yeah. That's even more dramatic.
I watched the video. So I'm like, okay. And at the end of the video, I'm like, wait, that's it? That's it. We're done.
You were waiting for the big payoff.
Right.
You were waiting for, congratulations to me. I'm going to be in Detroit for the next 7 years.
Right.
Yeah.
That's an Avengers movie ending without a thing after the credits. It's like, what? I waited all this time. I wanted to see what's happening next.
Right. I sat through all of these credits. And it was just nothing.
I got this ticket text coming in. I want to read this. I know it's usually Kenny's job, but this one needs to be right to the top. You guys are dumber and dumber. He wrote a great letter to all the Detroit Tiger fans. He's an intense, let's stop there. I got a wind of the guy. It's not about money. It's about how he feels about being on this team and what the possibilities are. Dumber number two. Did you read all of this? Thank you. Dude, it is about money. For anybody that reads that letter, watches the video, and says, oh, Tarek really wants to be here. Okay, give him $5 million a year.
Who's that sign?
Is he going to sign that?
That sign, Mark M?
Well, oh, yes.
Mark R?
A member of this radio station, yes, who does come up at 6 o'clock, thought that proves that it's not about money for Scooble.
It's always about, if it wasn't about money, he would be locked up right now. His agent is making sure it's about the money.
You don't get Scott Boras to be your agent if it's not about the money.
Right.
And by the way, Scott Boras is his agent.
This also coming in on the text. Was this an ad for the 1901 Society?
You got it right, though. What is that from? Sandler?
That's Mike.
That's Mike? I'll do that again. Was that from Monday's show when he's talking about Michigan and Michigan State?
That was a couple weeks ago. Everything. Oh, my God.
248-539-9797. The ticket text, the exact same number.
If 25 minutes in. We're already struggling.
Give us a call. What'd you make of the Scooble letter to Detroit? Did you immediately think extension? Is it awesome or is it awful? And, like, do you even want to re-sign Tarek Scooble? I'm not ragging on the guy. Just that kind of money for a pitcher when you're really good at developing pitchers? I just, it doesn't work for me. But yes, it's about the money. Of course it's about the money. 97 won the ticket. All right, so Rico, talking about the Scooble letter sent out to Tiger fans last night, did it make you angry or annoyed? 248-539-9797. I said I don't have a problem if they re-sign Scooble. In fact, I would not re-sign Scooble. And people are coming at me on the social media or the ticket text as well. I don't need to sign Scooble for $450 million. He's a starting pitcher. You develop starting pitching very well. Starting pitchers these days, I don't know if you watch, like today, Tarek Scooble against the Dodgers, he'll get you 5 1/3, and that's now considered a good outing. It's got nothing to do with Scooble. He's brilliant. He's awesome. But I am not spending that much money on one guy that pitches every fifth day when you got a bunch of other dudes that can do almost as well that you're really good at developing. I'm not signing them. I'm not spending, not to mention, they're not going to sign them. You really think the Tigers are going to re-sign Tarek Scooble? That dude wants $400 million. You think Chris is cutting that check? You think Scott is okaying that? Absolutely not. So I would not re-sign him. I would spend my money elsewhere. And to your point, it would have been nice in the Scooble window to spend a little more money and to make this team this year better, and you're not starting Ryan Kreidler in center field.
Right. And just like I said, the whole thing, the message, and maybe it's because I was anticipating. I'm not being negative. I was just anticipating, okay, they're going to eventually lock up Scooble. I thought this was his announcement. It's what athletes do. They go to social media to say, I'm either staying or I'm leaving. Goodbye. Because I'm like, wait, he's not going to be leaving the day before. Like, this has to be good news. They got him. He's a Tiger for a while. And then you just gave me this pep rally. Like, this is.
So you want him back?
I mean, yes, because I like what he is. Now, he's going to cost a lot of money. But Rieger, you know what? If you're going to be a World Series contender, you got to spend money and you got to take chances. And it's not going to mean that everything is going to work out. You can't be afraid. You can't have scared money. So you already have a piece here. Let's lock him up and then let's build around him.
And wouldn't that be a good sign, too, is if they I'm not for or against signing Scooble at the moment. I haven't made up my mind quite on that just yet. But what I will say is if they spent that money, if they showed you that they're going to do that, that shows that they're willing to spend, which is what we've been complaining about this whole time.
I mean, that's fair. That's fair. I just would spend it elsewhere.
And that's your prerogative. You can spend it how you like, but at least they'd be willing to spend it.
I get it. Listen, I hope Scooble is as good as he was last season, and he was brilliant, and he won the Triple Crown, and he won the Cy Young. But if you look at his overall career, I don't want to say it was an anomaly because I think he's going to be really good this year, but he's not one of the greatest to ever do it, so I'm not paying him the highest contract for a pitcher in the history of baseball.
And in fairness, in modern baseball, pitchers don't pitch the way that they did back when, even when we were growing up with Justin Verlander. They don't let pitchers do that anymore.
You never will get again a Sonny Gray versus Justin Verlander game five of the ALDS when both pitchers give you nine innings and it's a 1-0 awesome game to watch and it took about an hour and 50 minutes. You're not going to get that because you don't let these guys pitch anymore, which, by the way, I think is the reason guys get injured so much. Guys can't throw over 100 pitches. You watch today. Scooble's going to be at 80 pitches in the fifth inning, and he's going to get yanked for the bullpen.
Yeah, long gone are the days of Leo Mazzoli and the Atlanta Braves staff.
Yeah.
They basically pitched every day. That was the thing.
It's like one of my big frustrations. Now you baby these guys. These guys are supposed to be your workhorses, and you baby them. So, I don't know. I would not re-sign them, but I understand your point that you thought the video was to announce an extension.
And that's just it. I mean, I couldn't be the only Detroiter out there who watched that and walked away disappointed. I wasn't disappointed about the season. I'm not disappointed. I mean, you hit every Detroit cliche. I mean, come on. Seriously, it was like Detroit AI wrote this.
It would be sweet if he did put on buffs like you mentioned at the end.
Right.
Could you imagine? By the way, Detroit, one more thing, turns his back and then.
Seriously, the only thing missing
those Cartier.
The only thing missing was a cameo from Eminem and Big Sean and Jeff Daniels. Only thing missing.
And the dude that says the Tigers won again. That guy too.
Not him. All right.
You want some ticket text?
Yeah. The Scooble letter feels like an ad, a reason to watch a game at Comerica Park. That's from Joe in Fort Wayne. When can we stop with the Detroit blue collar cliche? Jeez. I'm with that.
That is true.
I've said that for years. It's like we embrace cheap and hard work. Like if you make too much money, well, now you've gone Hollywood.
And it's funny, me and Evan were talking about this pre-show, but it's like it's almost like they're talking down to Detroit when they do that. It almost feels like like a veiled insult. They're obviously not doing it on purpose, but it's like, oh, look at you. You're the hardworking city. You're not like the rich folks like us.
You're not
like you're not LA.
LA spends money. You guys have to. You're on a budget.
And you work on an assembly line. Good for you.
I get it. My grandfather worked on an assembly line once, and I know what it's like. Hey, yeah.
You guys aren't good enough to get those white-collar jobs, right?
It feels a little bit like they're talking down to you. And clearly, they don't mean to, and they're trying to fit the company line of what Detroit's supposed to be and how you mold into a Detroit athlete, but I never liked
it. So you don't think Scooble wrote it?
I have a suspicion that this was a PR team or Boris himself.
They need video of Scooble at his stall just penning the letter.
That's what's funny about the video is in that video, it looked like he was writing the letter, which is, I'm like, come on, who's buying this?
What else you got? Then we'll get a football today in the mix.
I'm with Rico. What's the point without a contract? That's from being a factory. Let's do the three-word game again. That letter was cringy as bleep.
Oh, that was the word association.
Word association. Yeah.
The letter sounds like the negotiations are going public. Annoying letter. Thanks, ChatGPT. That's from Tim in Lakeville.
Like that, it just led to disappointment because I thought that this was going to be about something else. And like, okay. I mean, you had to make a video for this? Because I watched the video. And I'm, all right, let's see how this ends. He's going to be at a desk with a pen. And I'm signing my new deal. Nah.
I'm so curious what a deal would mean. Like what a deal would be like.
Look, man, you're gonna pay money. And here's the thing. It's like quarterbacks in the NFL, Rieger. Prices are never gonna go down.
Yeah, quarterbacks play every game though.
You go buy a house, you're never gonna get the house that you used to get 20 years ago.
The
prices constantly go up. So if you want the man, lock him up now. Cause guess what? Next year, he's gonna be more expensive.
Well, he will not sign probably until he gets that ridiculous contract, number one. I mean, you already saw how a Scott Boras client does business with the Bregman negotiations. I mean, my goodness, I think the Tigers should have got Bregman. I think the Tigers should have gave him a deadline saying, listen, this is our offer, $171.1 million bucks, 6 years, opt out after year two, and damn it, you decide by now or it's over. But I think what they allowed him to do was shop until he decided to go to Boston instead of Detroit. With Scooble, though, I'm just not paying that kind of money for starting pitching that more than likely is going to get injured again because he's got a history of injuries. Call me negative if you want.
There's one last text here that I want to read. You guys forget Torkelson made the pizza spear. That wasn't a PR thing. That was all Torkelson. Remember when he debuted that?
Rico, your thoughts. Your thoughts. I'm just filling in, man. I'm not allowed to comment on that.
I forgot about that. Yeah.
What a text. Luca on a sell. You're on the ticket. What's up, Luca?
Hey, how you doing? I'm a first-time caller. Been listening for a long time.
Hey, man. Where you been?
I don't know. I just haven't bothered to call in, I guess. This is the first time I feel motivated to talk, but anyway.
So what do you think?
So about the letter Scooble wrote, at first I'm like, Rico, I'm like, oh, is this an extension? I was really excited, and then I kept reading. I'm like, is he doing like an opening day announcement? Like he's starting on opening day? Because some pitchers do that.
Yeah.
And then I'm just like, oh, it's just a generic like rah-rah Detroit like speech thing. And I'm just like rolling my eyes. And I just kept going along with my day at that point. I was just like, I was excited. And then I was just like kind of like a letdown.
Right, Luke. Some girl says, hey, Luca, you want to come over tonight and help me? Yeah. And you get over there to move furniture.
No.
Oh.
Yeah.
Yeah, not what I thought.
Yeah. Yeah, and then along with like Scooble's timeline too, I think, you know, if the Tigers don't get off to a good start and they're kind of like sitting a little bit below 500, I think this would have to be the year to move them.
Yeah.
The way Harris and the management have been talking, it's just like they keep thinking about the future and the future. And it's kind of like Scooble's a pitcher for right now. And then there's a bunch of teams looking for a pitcher like that. So like, I feel like the logical move would be to move them.
Hey, Luca, I think it's going to happen. I think this is going to be the year because he'd be pretty attractive to somebody. You would get him for this year, remainder of this year. You get him for next year, and you get him for two playoff runs if you're the team he's going to. So you could get a lot for a guy like Scooble if he continues to be great. And as you mentioned, if the team kind of goes in the tank a little bit towards the deadline.
Yeah, so I think this might be the year he gets moved. So I don't know. I kind of hope not because he's a great pitcher, but like you said, we can develop other pitchers as well. So, and I think Job is kind of the guy for the future for the team anyway. So I think that's where the team's heading.
And you don't have to pay him for like a decade. So.
Yeah. And then like for right now, I don't think Harris is too keen on ponying up for the money that Scooble wants and what Boris wants. So I don't think that's going to happen, unfortunately.
Luca, it's a good call, my man.
Man, seriously. Yeah. I was just disappointed.
I gotcha.
Right. It's like, okay, sure. You know, at the end, you're like.
Dude, you're really good with that board. Very impressive.
Thank you.
Do one more. Come on. Anyone. Oh, that's the traffic lady.
Right.
Well, I like that. She's really good.
Seriously, you know what was missing from that letter? The video? That was it. That was the only thing missing.
Good point. Good point.
Detroit.
Our guy DJ.
Yeah. Hey, here's Caller DJ. All right.
248-539-9797. We got ourselves a football today coming up next. Not to mention 3 o'clock hour. We get into the Tigers. And we have a question, I think, that encompasses everything about the team as they get set to open up the season in Los Angeles against Ohtani and the defending champions tonight, right here on the ticket at 7 o'clock. 97.1 The Ticket. Time for a little football in the midst of opening day and March Madness. It's football today.
Got some headlines from the NFL and college. Want to catch up on those from the last couple days. You guys ready?
Yeah,
let's go.
All right, the NFL is voting on expanding replay assistance for calls like roughing the passer, face mask, and horse collar tackles. That could lead to more flags, more delays, more reviews. What do you guys think?
Wait, say that again?
The NFL is voting on expanding replay assistance for roughing the passer, face masks, horse collar tackles.
You know what? Honestly, I'm in the minority. I don't care about, oh, it's going to take the game longer. Get the call right. Because you know what, Kenny? Nobody calls the next day and says, man, that game was so long. Everybody calls when your team got screwed over by the refs. Get the call right. That's all I care about.
You notice the one thing in that little blurb that they're not reviewing for? Pass interference. Why? Because they tried that before, and it did not work. So, no, it happens.
Pass interference is like balls and strikes. You would be here all day long.
So are some of the other things that they would review for. I'm good with how it is. No. I don't need to add to the game.
No, because, Kenny, some of the things that they are going to review, face mask.
Face mask was the one I was going to bring up because, I mean, you saw it affect the Lions two years ago.
That's fair.
Or just something that, you know what, when the cameras show, that wasn't a horse collar. That wasn't a face mask. That wasn't roughing the quarterback.
But if any of us, I don't think any of us would argue, if you can clearly see what it is on the replay, whether it's right or whether they got the call wrong, they should just be able to fix it.
Right. You don't argue until you're in the midst of a 3-minute review. Oh, you know, that's kind of borderline. Oh, I don't know.
Right.
Like, give me some kind of time limit. Like, I'll give you 30 seconds to figure this out. If you can conclusively, let's do it. If you can't, let's move on.
Russell Wilson, courtside at the Knicks game last night, signing footballs and throwing them into the stands. How bad could that experiment go if it fails?
I mean, I think we all know how bad it's going to go. We saw it in Pittsburgh, except for magnify it by 100 with the New York media. I think we're all waiting for the... Kenny, it feels like a Saturday Night Live skit. And it's just the beginning of the skit. And now we just got to wait for the little plot twist, and it's going to blow up. They're not going to win. He'll be there. He's on a 1-year deal. So the Giants don't owe him anything. He doesn't owe them anything.
Yeah, the same Tiger fans that truly believe the Tarek Skubal letter are the same Giants fans that believe that WrestleMania is going to make a difference. It's going to be a total bomb, and it doesn't matter. You know it's going to be a train wreck. Eventually, they'll get their quarterback in there.
I mean, look at that. They went from Danny Dimes to Tommy DeVito to...
Tommy DeVito.
DeVito. Come on. LeVito.
You know, he does the gestures. Yeah. Hey.
Everybody gets chicken parm. Like, they've been a joke. It's like they're not trying.
I wonder what it's like to deal with that dude's agent. Like, he's the anti-Scott Boras. Tommy DeVito's agent.
He's everywhere.
Remember that dude from a couple years ago?
Right.
So we're all just collectively with Russ doing the wait for it, hold, and then it blows up.
Mr. Unlimited.
But, see, I think what's happening, we're not giving credit to who I think is going to be the quarterback at the end of the year. He's going to have the Giants eating W's.
Oh, you know what? Jameis always has like 4 really good games where you're like, maybe he should be our starting guy. And then he throws a pick 6. You're like, nope.
Russ is going to be weird. Jameis is going to give the New York media all the sound bites that they want.
Jameis is one of the most fun. Like, I believe the Giants come here, do they not?
Yep.
Yes, I think they do. I'm going to go talk to Jameis. That dude is an awesome sound bite. He's gonna be the king of New York.
You strong, we strong, we all strong.
The NFL, going back to the rules a little bit, will ban the nose wipe celebration made famous by, I think, CeeDee Lamb does it. I guess it's a gang sign is what they're, yeah. That's the exact one.
I just did it, yeah.
Yeah.
Like this, Rico?
Well, I know they...
They're claiming it was a violent gesture, and I guess the more I looked into it, I guess it's a gang sign of some sort. I don't know that to be true or not. But
well, I know you can't do anything gun-related.
That's not gun? That's not even a violent...
No, I'm saying, so yeah, they're just trying to eliminate different things. Like even different sport, but I don't even know that. I think it was a Duke guy on the bench.
I know exactly what you're talking
about.
And
he was acting like he was a sniper and
shooting.
He was
on the ground, looked like he was a machine gunning like the entire place.
Right.
That might be a little much. And they're like, maybe not do that.
Yeah, you probably can't do that as much. So, yeah.
All right. So let's talk about some draft prospects here. People, Ashton Jennings making a lot of headlines here. People are saying that he's the cleanest prospect on and off the field. Good character, good work ethic, good guy in general. Do you think he's going to live up to that? What do you think in the NFL he turns into?
He goes to the right team and you use him the right way. I mean, Bijan Robinson went to the Falcons and the Falcons refused to use him the right way. Now, eventually, after a coach gets fired, he's a running back. On the flip side, Jahmyr Gibbs comes here and they're like, you know what? I think we know what to do with you. took Gibbs about half a year. I think he had that coming out game.
He did start slow. You're right about that.
He had the coming out game in the middle of the season. I forgot it was a night game, and all of a sudden he just blew up and never looked back. But you go to the right team, and by the right team, if he goes to the Raiders, if he goes to the Broncos, or if he goes to the Chargers, yes, he will have an instant impact in the league. He goes to any other team, probably not.
No, I think he hit the nail on the head. It's kind of like a quarterback, right? How many bad quarterbacks are not really bad? They're just in a bad system behind a bad line, and they go elsewhere, and you're like, oh, okay.
I mean, look at Jared Goff.
Look at Matthew Stafford,
they didn't
right?
believe in him.
Oh, yeah, you're right about him. Yeah, I think the same thing with Gentry. Like, obviously,
Mayfield, yeah.
Wherever he goes, eventually, right system. Right? You want to keep going?
Yeah, go.
Okay.
And on the opposite side of that coin, I'll just move on to Luther Burden III. He's been reported as a diva, quote, from Todd McShay. Do you buy that? And is it the same story with him? Landing spot matters.
Look, I don't know what it is about wide receivers. I mean, he was supposedly the top wide receiver coming out of Missouri. He's now fallen to like the number two receiver. Receivers all think that they should get the ball at all times. So if he's a little bit of a diva, I would consider that problematic, but that's like the beauty of Detroit. You don't have diva receivers. You just got guys who care about each other, and they don't care. If you have a great game and I don't, we won, great. You got other guys who are all about themselves, the Steph Diggs of the world, every Pittsburgh Steeler wide receiver for the last 15 years. If he's already that problematic, probably going to cost him, Kenny. He's got talent, but you're going to have to put him in a receiver room with from day one. That top dog receiver is going to be like, we don't do that here. Like, if he came to Detroit, I got a feeling Amon-Ra would just walk in there immediately and be like, and just shut him down.
Does he have a good RAS score? Because if he does, the Lions would definitely be interested. He does. He does. Now, is any other position in football called divas? It's strictly for receivers,
nah,
is it not?
Corners.
Are corners called divas too?
Corners.
Yes.
I mean, they get their own islands.
I do believe receivers, their makeup, they led to kind of being called divas.
Receivers are like the peacock position, Rieger, because think about this. The only position that they're not touching the ball at all. You are totally reliant upon somebody else right. getting you the ball. So you have to jump up and down. You have to make noise in order for them to see you. A running back, you hand it off, he does his own thing. A receiver, he's out there. If a quarterback decides not to throw you the ball but throw to somebody else, what are you going to do?
Some of the greatest receivers in football have been divas. Not a deal breaker for me.
And the last one here, I'll end it with something I want to direct towards Rico first. Brock Purdy and the Niners are in active negotiations in a long-term deal somewhere between 50 and 55 mil. Rico, your thoughts?
It's the price of doing business, Kenny. As I said before, and I'm going to say it again, there's probably only about 13 good quarterbacks in the NFL. He is one. In order to lock that guy up, you have to pay him. The longer you wait, the more it's going to cost. You try to, if you franchise him this year and try to sign him next year, now we're talking about he's going to be making 60 to 63 million a year. Lock it up. Go ahead. Pay him. Price of doing business.
Nothing would make me happier if Brock Purdy did a Tarek Skubal type letter to the Niner fans out there, and Rico's watching. He's like, oh, it's like extension. And then he just says, let's run it back. That would have made me happy.
No, they did that already. They already did the let's run it back. So, yeah.
Fair
that
enough.
Was Christian McCaffrey.
But I agree with you. I mean, I thought you guys did a nice job yesterday. I was listening, illustrating like what a mess Russell Wilson is and the Giants are, and how maybe you should actually be grateful that Jared Goff is your Lions quarterback. Kind of the same thing there, right? There's not a whole lot out there.
Here's
so
the
you
thing.
Get a guy that can win for you, you better extend him.
Rieger, people make fun of Brock Purdy because he was the last draft pick, because he looks young, because he drives a Toyota 4Runner. Like, he drives a tractor. He's in every... Like, he'd be perfect in Detroit if you think about it.
Is he blue-collar, Rico?
Yes, he works on a farm.
Oh, Brock
Purdy. Are you kidding me?
Wait, is that blue-collar?
You know what it is? It's Midwest blue-collar.
That's Midwest.
If you got to get up at 6 a.m., that's blue collar.
I got you.
So that's a far. But,
so the morning show's blue collar.
Yes.
Okay.
But the thing is, he wins. He has playoff success. I mean, he would have probably gone to, you know, had his arm not fallen off in the Philly game in the NFC Championship game, would have gone to multiple Super Bowls.
That's
like,
fair.
He wins games. I don't care how he looks. He just wins.
And that is In Football Today.